This is the Pearson Test of English General Level 3. This test takes 2 hours. Section 1. You will have 10 seconds to read each question and the corresponding options. Then listen to the recording. After the recording, you will have 10 seconds to choose the correct option. Put a cross in the box next to the correct answer, as in the example. Example. Listen to the conversation. Who are the speakers?
What's the matter?
It's Tom. I don't know what to do. He just sits and watches television all evening when he should be working.
Yes, I've noticed it's getting worse. Every time I tell him, he gets angry and shuts himself in his room. I don't know what to do.
The correct answer is C. Number 1. Listen to the woman talking. Who is the speaker?
I'm sorry to moan, but we've had several complaints this month from the local community about noise and antisocial behaviour. Don't forget that we can only keep this youth club going with the support of our neighbours, who will contact the police if the disturbance continues. Please make sure I don't have to close your club.
Number 2. Listen to the conversation. Who are the speakers? Sally, can you come to my office for a minute?
Is something wrong?
No. I wanted to congratulate you on your exam results. You're a credit to the college.
Thanks.
Your parents must be proud of you. I was wondering if I could pass your name to the local paper. They want to write an article about successful young people. Number 3. Listen to the conversation. What are the speakers discussing?
What exactly would young people like us to provide for them?
We'd like a place to go in the evenings that we can really call our own.
What do you want to do there?
Play music, hang out. Perhaps things like learn to DJ or make films. We don't want to be lectured about getting jobs and stuff.
Number 4. Listen to the announcement. Where is the speaker? Today we're promoting fair trade chocolate. If you go to the back of the store, you can sample a range of products. By buying fair trade, you can enjoy great chocolate whilst helping farmers and factory workers in developing countries. Number 5. Listen to the announcement. Where is the speaker?
I'm delighted that we have fantastic speakers at this year's event, our 30th. Starting the afternoon session is James Smith from Williams Supermarket, talking about careers in retail. If you're interested in working in fashion, go and listen to Sasha Jones at 3 p.m. Then, for those of you currently unemployed, there's a session called Getting Back into the Workplace.
Number 6. Listen to the conversation. How does the man feel about the woman's decision?
I can't believe you've actually given up your job to go and work in Tanzania. I wish I was brave enough to go and do something like that. What will you do there?
I'll be helping build a new primary school.
How do you feel about it?
Well, a bit nervous, obviously, but really excited.
Number 7. Listen to the announcement. Who is the speaker?
Western governments have today announced that they will freeze interest charges on loans to developing countries for the next 5 years. This is welcome news to charities that have been campaigning for economic change. Live discussion will take place on our website once the programme has finished.
Number 8. Listen to the conversation. How is the girl feeling?
I'm getting really sick of being told to get a proper job.
I know. My parents go on at me all the time too.
I'm just getting really annoyed at being told what to do. Anyone would think they were never young or had any fun.
Tell me about it. But I guess they only want you to be happy.
Number 9. Listen to the telephone message. What is the speaker doing?
Hello, Ria. It's Helen Jacobs here from the Careers Office. I really think you should come in and see us soon, especially as you missed your interview last week. Unfortunately, we can't give you another appointment for 2 weeks, but I do think you should come in then.
Number 10. Listen to the statement. What is the speaker really saying?
I'd have thought, if you were really interested in getting a job, that you'd take anything you could get.
Section 2. Number 11. You will hear a recording about development funding. Listen to the whole recording once. Then you will hear the recording again with pauses for you to write down what you hear. Make sure you spell the words correctly.
The government announced today that it will increase funding to developing countries. In particular, more money will be made available to construct schools for girls. They will focus on increasing young women's confidence and training them to set up their own businesses. This initiative has been welcomed by local politicians. The government announced today. that it will increase funding to developing countries. In particular, more money will be made available to construct schools for girls. They will focus on increasing young women's confidence. And training them to set up their own businesses. This initiative has been welcomed by local politicians.
Section 3, numbers 12 to 16. You will hear a telephone conversation. First, read the notes below, then listen and complete the notes with information from the conversation.
You will hear the recording twice.
Brigtown University School of Social Work.
Hello, I'd like some information about training as a social worker.
The course is 3 years full-time or 5 part-time. We've offered the new social work degree course here for 8 years.
Can you tell me more about it?
Sure, yes, of course. I'd be very happy to. We deliver the programme in conjunction with local social work organisations.
Great. Would I be involved with any of them?
Yes, our students are, so you would be. Part of the course involves a work placement.
Okay, and do I need experience to apply for the course?
Social work is a complex vocation that places demands on your formal knowledge as well as your practical understanding of how people operate. So any experience of working with people is welcome. We favour applicants who've been involved in voluntary work.
Thanks. Do you know when the deadline is for applications? Is it soon?
Your form needs to be in January the 15th. If you have any more questions, call the admissions officer directly. She's on extension 2509. Good luck.
Thanks. Bye.
Now, listen again.
Brigtown University School of Social Work.
Hello, I'd like some information about training as a social worker.
The course is 3 years full-time or 5 part-time.
We've offered the new social work degree course here for 8 years.
Can you tell me more about it?
Sure, yes, of course. I'd be very happy to. We deliver the programme in conjunction with local social work organisations.
Great. Would I be involved with any of them?
Yes, our students are, so you would be. Part of the course involves a work placement.
Okay, and do I need experience to apply for the course?
Social work is a complex vocation that places demands on your formal knowledge as well as your practical understanding of how people operate. So any experience of working with people is welcome. We favour applicants who've been involved in voluntary work.
Thanks. Do you know when the deadline is for applications? Is it soon?
Your form needs to be in January the 15th. If you have any more questions, call the admissions officer directly. She's on extension 2509. Good luck.
Thanks. Bye.
Numbers 17 to 21. You will hear a talk. First, read the notes below, then listen and complete the notes with information from the talk.
You will hear the recording twice.
Are you a young person? Would you like to use your energy and enthusiasm to make the world a better place? If yes, the British Youth Parliament could be for you. To join, you need to be aged between 11 and 18. The British Youth Parliament holds annual elections throughout the UK and currently has 600 elected MYPs, Members of Youth Parliament. You can stand for election or vote if you're of membership age and live in the UK. Around 1 million people a year vote, so you're in good company. MYPs meet each year at the annual sitting of the British Youth Parliament. Use your voice for social change and decide which key youth issues the British Youth Parliament should prioritise. Currently, we're campaigning for the abolition of university tuition fees, which impacts on all young people who want to enter higher education. Get involved by joining online debates, campaigning, or even standing for election yourself. Interested? Read our manifesto or get further information on our website.
Now, listen again.
Are you a young person? Would you like to use your energy and enthusiasm to make the world a better place? If yes, the British Youth Parliament could be for you. To join, you need to be aged between 11 and 18. The British Youth Parliament holds annual elections throughout the UK and currently has 600 elected MYPs, Members of Youth Parliament. You can stand for election or vote if you're of membership age and live in the UK. Around 1 million people a year vote, so you're in good company. MYPs meet each year at the annual sitting of the British Youth Parliament. Use your voice for social change and decide which key youth issues the British Youth Parliament should prioritise. Currently, we're campaigning for the abolition of university tuition fees, which impacts on all young people who want to enter higher education. Get involved by joining online debates, campaigning, or even standing for election yourself. Interested? Read our manifesto or get further information on our website.
That is the end of the listening section of the test. Now go on to the other sections of the test.